This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here with another weekly edition of The Quick Hits. I am going to keep this one pretty brief just because there isn't a ton of news and points and miles and travel that I've seen at the time of recording this. Interestingly enough, I am actually recording this from my junior suite at the Park Hyatt in Beaver Creek, Colorado. For those who follow us on Instagram, you've probably seen the stories, and we'll actually have a separate highlight created there as well. Fantastic resort, Category 8 property, true ski in, ski out. If you are a skier or a snowboarder, I mean, this place is prime. Beaver Creek itself, this is my first time here. The mountain is amazing, great size. Everything across the board here was fantastic. The fact that there's a ski valet, the staff is wonderful, the restaurant, the bar, across the board, great experience. I'm not going to be doing a full episode on this trip here. We'll be doing a long format YouTube video that we will release as a bonus video for the podcast episode itself. And so stay tuned for that. Going to have a lot of great coverage of my stay here. And in the review, we'll also mention how we went from a regular mountain room view to actually receiving an upgrade to a suite on the first night, which was awesome and kind of unexpected. It was hoped for, but unexpected, especially after when we checked in, they had told me that there was no suites available for upgrade. So we'll cover all that in a future YouTube episode that we will release as a bonus episode on the podcast. The main thing I did want to cover was an update regarding the ongoing saga with Zelle Money and payroll by credit card. At the time of recording this, they did make their payroll on card available for a few days last week, as you heard from last week's Quick Hits. However, they then put the whole system back down under maintenance for some unknown reason. Again, I'm not an associate with Zelle Money or Zelle Bank, so I don't know the ins and outs. All I can do is go through the chat and ask what is going on. I was told that it should be back up within a few hours, and as of recording this, still not up. Another listener had emailed me a screenshot of their conversation, shout out to Amy, that said that this is hopefully going to be resolved by the end of the week. I guess there was something else on their processing side that they're looking to get fixed. So ongoing saga, the opportunity to do payroll by card is still down currently. And that is actually not just the payroll by card, but all of their vendor processing by card. So I know there's a lot of people that probably listened to this or have listened to this podcast or the blog post I did back in December. This is a newer experience for you, and I can understand how frustrating this is, especially because this is something that's probably newer. You're excited to try and get into as well. Again, I've been doing this for over a year and a half with really just flawlessly no issues at all. So it's frustrating on my end, but I can imagine even more so for someone that was just trying to get started with it. So I'm closely monitoring the situation. And we'll see if we need to make a full pivot. If is there another provider that can do this, do it effectively. So again, I'm trying to make sure that I'm providing the best information for you all, as well as finding out what is going to be the best route to go moving forward. What would I be doing myself? Because I will plan to do it myself as well. So stay tuned. Again, hopefully by the time this recording actually releases, the system is back up and running. Now, one of the other major updates is I did get approved on my payroll that I did run last week while the system was up. Unfortunately, it only coded as professional services. So while I did use my Chase Business Preferred card, I only got 1x of value for the charge. So that definitely makes it a lot less valuable. I plan to go back to using either Amex Platinum card, Business Platinum specifically, because anything over $5,000 gets an additional 0.5%. So then it charges as 1.5x on the charge, or using my Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, which is 1.5x on everything. As I've mentioned in previous episodes in the blog and on the full length version talking about payroll on card, as long as you're getting 2x or 2 cents per point redemption of your points or more, then if you're using a card that only gets 1.5x, even though you are paying a 3% fee, all you have to do is get 2 cents of value in your redemption, and that will make up for it. And for me, in a year, I average close to 6 cents per point redemption. So for me, it's absolutely worthwhile. Unfortunately, this means that you're not going to be able to just easily use the Chase portal and call it a no-brainer. It is going to take a little bit more work on the redemption side and doing the strategies we talk about, like transferring to different airlines and hotels to get the most value out of your points, but still a very viable strategy. So as always, stay tuned. We're going to see what's happening. We actually have an active discussion that's been going on in our Facebook group. So if you have not joined our Facebook group yet, the link to that is always in the show notes. Please feel free to do so. You do need to answer the questions that are in there and agree to the group rules to be let in. But there's been many users that have talked through their experience, and it's been a really lively discussion. So definitely appreciate all of you listeners and the discussion that's come forth from it. So just stay tuned and we'll keep you posted and ideally keep updating these quick hits once there's a resolution or a complete pivot, and we'll see what happens. Outside of that, I'm not really going to spend too much time on these aspects, but Southwest keeps putting its foot in its mouth, basically. As we've mentioned before, Southwest went ahead and did a devaluation of their points. Then they made their major announcement, which was charging for checked bags. They mentioned that they're going to start having expiration dates on their flight credits. And then last week, they lowered the value of their points as well. So just across the board, I think Southwest is really having a little bit of a struggle there. And they keep devaluing their rewards for their most loyal customers, unfortunately. Now, last week, I did mention that American Airlines has a status match opportunity for those who are Southwest elites, and Delta is doing the same as well for about a 90-day period also. And so if you complete all the requirements for the status match, which there's a few, and you have to earn the required number of medallion qualification dollars or MQDs in a 90-day period. So for silver, that's $1,250, for gold, $2,500, and for platinum, $3,750. If you earn the required MQDs in that time frame, then you will actually have that applicable status tier all the way through January 31st of 2027, which is nice. And the only last thing that's made some ripples in the world of points and miles is that Chase and their United co-branded cards basically all got more expensive and slightly less valuable. So just something that I'm not a United flyer myself. I very rarely fly United. And so I don't have these cards in my purview at all. But I know a lot that are United loyalists have been very upset with the fact that their fees are higher and their benefits are lower across all of their cards. And so that's just something to keep an eye out for if you were targeting to have a United co-branded card with Chase here in the near future. Double check all the various cards they have and what they now earn you to see if it still makes sense for you, depending on what your plan was going forward. And with that, I hope everyone has had a fantastic week. And as always, we'll catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.